It's almost 10 years since the attacks of September 11th, 2001. There are countless stories of that day and of the days that followed. Thousands of lives were lost. Thousands more were transformed. Here's one story from a man who used to wait tables at the World Trade Center in New York in a restaurant at the top of Tower 1, the North Tower.
My name is Fikak Mamdou, and I am an immigrant. I come from Morocco, and I find a job working at Windows in the World, two floors, 106 and 107, the Tower 1 at the World Trade Center. It was a good gig, you know. People are like, we were family. We were really family.
Mamdou was a shop steward for the restaurant union at Windows on the World. He knew everyone who worked there, often their families, too. On the night of September 10th, Mamdou and his co-workers worked the dinner shift.
We come, we serve people coming from all over, joking. Forget the name of one of the waiters that was joking the whole night as an Argentinian waiter. And on September 11, I was sleeping when my sister called me from Italy. And she said, "Where are you?" I said, "Well, I'm sleeping." And she said, "There is a plane that just hit the building." I said, "What?" Wake up and turn the TV, and I saw the building when I used to work, it's in flame. And I know that it's just, if it's not in the floor where I was working, it's just below it a little bit, because we're in 106, 107. And I was waiting for our people to go to the roof so a helicopter can come and pick them up, because that's what we've been told. Even I told my wife, watch what's going to happen. People are going to go in the top, and a helicopter's going to come and going to try to save some of them. No helicopters come. Nobody come to their safety. So what I'm waiting for this helicopter to come to pick up my brothers and sisters that they are stuck there, I saw another plane coming and hitting the second building. I thought, like, this is not an accident. This is an act of whatever. And I was like, wow. And being a Muslim, I was like, I hope it's not the Muslims. I hope they don't gonna put it on us, and they're not gonna blame us. And I don't even think about one of us will do any harm to this country, because we are American. We are not. I don't see myself like I'm another aliens from other place. I see, you know, we have kids, we have families, and we are like everybody else. You know, we just come to this country late. The next day, my job was like, I was outside looking for my brothers and sisters. The union gave me this tag where it said search team. People that punch in and punch out, we don't have no machines. We don't know who made it that morning. We don't know if somebody called sick. We don't know. So I went to hospitals. I went all the way to New Jersey, all hospitals here, and crossed the river there to New Jersey to just look to see if one of us made it, or one of us in those hospital, or so. It took us 3 to 4 days going all over looking. We couldn't find nobody.
Eventually, after about a week, Mamdou and his colleagues realized that they'd lost 73 people. After those long days of searching, the demands of everyday life slowly returned. Things like grocery shopping.
I went to this big chain. It's a supermarket. Me and my wife, and we were shopping. So while we're shopping, we're passing by the fish place, and we'd like to get some fish. So my wife stand there, and the guy did not even pay attention to her. She called him again. He did not pay attention. Then I told him, "Yo, she's talking to you." Then he told me, "Why, guys, you don't know what you did?" I said, "What we did?" He told me, "Well, the World Trade Center." Then as soon as I heard that, it all come up to me, and I start screaming at his face. I told him, "You're just an idiot." It was so emotional because, you know, I lost a good job. I lost a lot of good friend, and I'm blamed of it.
But Fikak Mamdou didn't have time to stay angry. 350 of his colleagues from Windows on the World were now out of work and, in many cases, struggling to stay afloat. He joined up with a partner and set about assisting them.
So I was like, "Oh, we're going to go and find some money, and we're going to find some jobs, and we're going to help those people."
The result was an advocacy group called the Restaurant Opportunity Center. In the decades since September 11th, it's expanded its operations to cities across the United States. But Fikak Mamdou's friends from that morning shift in New York are never far from his mind. In fact, he says they're his inspiration.
It's tough. It's really hard. But we know that this is the 73 people that we lost at Windows in the World want us to do. We're going to keep doing it. They are helping us from there. They are smiling. They are happy. And we're going to keep doing it till the last of our lives.
By the way, the Restaurant Opportunity Center runs its own co-op restaurant in New York called Colors. A second restaurant is scheduled to open in Detroit September 12th.